This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Cheval Golang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, the Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Cheval Golang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, very warm Monday afternoon. I trust you are doing well. And if you're not doing so well, maybe we help today. But I'm really glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 496, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. Listen to me today, please. I know there's stuff going on in the country. Some good stuff, some crazy stuff, some really crazy stuff going on in this country. Some of the most recent stuff, if I tell you I wasn't shaken by what I read and observed, I'd be telling you a lie. So I know there's some stuff going on. But I'm calling today Motivation Monday. Motivation Monday. Because I suspect and some of us, we could use some motivation. That's my suspicion. Let me tell you all. It's something out there. Right? It's something out there. So I want to ask you today, what is it that you have power to do for yourself? What is it that you have power meaning the ability to change something, stop something. What is it that you have power to do today? And what is it that you want done today? Not that you have to have it done today, but you want today to have it done in your life. What is that that you want done today? What is it that you would like to change today to achieve today, to develop today, to stop today, to fix today, to improve today, to increase today, to make better today? Is it something in you, something about you, something around you, someone with you, a situation you're in? What is it that you want to make better? I don't know a single soul who is trying, working hard. I didn't say that one such soul does not exist, you know. I said, I don't know a single soul who does not, who sits around going, I can't wait for my life to get worse. In fact, I am working for my life to get worse. I'm working to be more unhealthy. I'm working to be more stressed. I'm working to be more mentally unstable. I'm working to be more ignorant. I'm working to be in a worst relationship with my family, with my friends, with my neighbors. I'm working to make sure I have less money. I'm working to make sure I'm more exhausted. I'm working to make sure my life goes to hell. I don't know anybody like that. Anybody, any of you know anyone like that? Anyone? Or do you know, and you are one of those persons seeking, but listen, if you see me could make myself healthier, if you see me could make myself wiser, if you see me could make myself more friendly, more loving, to have a better relationship, have better relationships, if you see me could have more money, more prosperity in my life, if you see me could have more accomplishment and achievements in my life, that's what I want. Those are the kinds of people I know. Those are the kinds of people I see all the time, every day. And even the ones who get themselves in problems, even the ones who are suffering, who look like they are seeking to do that, they just have, many of us just have a circumstance in which what we would like to achieve, what we would like to do, is something we don't know how to do. We don't believe we can do. And that's the definition of frustration. What is frustration? When your reality is different than your aspirations and you can't move the two together. You can't make them come together. You keep dreaming, you keep hoping, you keep thinking, you keep wanting, but everything about the thing you keep thinking, hoping, wanting to be a certain way keeps being the way it is, and that produces frustration. Thoughts that I can't achieve, can't accomplish, can't get done what I really, really want to do. We already have a call on the line. You call in to motivate. Don't call to demotivate. Today, I'm doing motivation. I'm not doing demotivation. I'm just warning you. I'm just warning you. We're trying to help all of us move forward, move upward, move onward. We are trying to do that today. So forgive me if I demonstrate just a little bit more impatience with demotivating things. Okay? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
I'm going to tread very carefully so that I fit your question.
You better, my friend.
Because I know
I'm serious as a heart attack.
I think what Bahamians need to realize is that the power to become successful in life is within their hands and not in the hands of persons who swear allegiance to dead people like you once did.
Hold on. Do not accuse me of nonsense. I never swore allegiance to any dead person. That would be contrary to my faith. I swear allegiance to no dead person. Never did.
The parliament?
Never will. Yeah, no, but the person wasn't dead.
But their heirs and successors are dead.
No, my brother. That's why you have to learn, right? An heir is a living somebody. You can't be an heir of somebody if you're dead. And you can't be a successor to somebody if you're dead. Every heir and every successor has to be alive in order to be an heir or a successor. Thank you very much. Have a great day today. We're lifting up today, motivating today. We're going to try, right? Because really, at the end of the day, the only way past frustration is a belief, a knowledge, an understanding that you can move from where you are to the place where you want to be, and you have found a way to pursue it, right? One of the best definitions of hope I've ever heard is knowing where you're going, where you want to go, having a plan to get there, and actually working the plan. See, knowing where you want to go and not having a plan to get there, not executing on that plan would only create frustration. Right? And you know, the Bible says hope deferred makes our heart sick. Right? So you have to know where you want to go, and you have to have a plan to get there. But knowing where you want to go and having a plan to get there, but not executing the plan, is to demotivation that leads to further frustration. So you got to know where you want to go. You got to find a plan to get there, and you got to execute the plan. You got to work the plan. That if you're not doing that, you're not going to accomplish, you're not going to achieve anything. You're trying to build a house. You go and get the architects to make you a fantastic plan. You're really excited about getting this house, but you do nothing with the plan after you get it. Then all you get to do is defer your hope. And that makes your heart sick, leading to frustration. So you've got to know where you want to go. Have a plan to get there and be working plan. You want to know why sometimes in our national experience we feel frustrated? Because we know where we want to go, lower unemployment, more prosperity. We want to have cultural this. We want to have that. We know that. That's clear. But is there really a plan to get there? No. So in the absence of the plan, you're kind of hitting, missing, doing this, doing that. You're all over the place. And then you're wondering, man, dang, why don't I feel inspired? Why don't I feel hopeful? Because you know where you want to go, but you don't know how to get there. There's no plan to get there. Same thing happens in our lives. So what you have to, first of all, and you and I, all of us, have to first of all know is with perfect clarity, as best we can, what is it that I want? What is it that I'm trying to achieve, accomplish, improve, remove, expand, increase, make better, advance? I gotta have some clarity. This is not what your mommy, your daddy, your sister, your uncle, your brother wants. This is not what your boyfriend, not your husband or wife wants, unless you rope them into that and you all collectively are determining that. It's what do you want? What do you want? We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Hi, how you doing?
It's been a while since I called your show.
Okay.
And I like the question that you asked. How do you motivate yourself? I try each day to motivate myself by the Constitution of the Holy Bible, to govern my life by that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I do forget, I am basically tormented. My favorite book of motivation is Matthew 5.
Okay.
And each day I read this book, there's some meat that I get in it.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding the message that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what he tried in teaching his disciples about the four-letter word that I think is miss, L-O-V-E, love. I'm not saying that I am right, but this is my motivation.
Okay, yeah, man, he's talking for you.
And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened up his mouth saying, and the list continued, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. If we motivate ourselves and practice those values every day, if I motivate myself, then I will know how to treat Mr. Lang, show him respect, because I am doing what Jesus Christ asked me to do. And we can bring it in the family. We can just spread it around, and I believe. I know you are more biblically inclined than I am. But I believe this was the message that Christ was trying to motivate his disciples on, showing them how to love mankind. We know the story about Peter. We know Peter was rebellious, and we know Peter was a rogue. But Jesus never gave up on Peter. Never gave up on Peter. And you know the story about the washing of the feet, etc. So if we could practice this simple principle, motivate yourself, then you could share that with someone else I think we'll have a better society and a better Bahamas. Thanks for entertaining my call.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you calling. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay, yes, we missed it. Hello? You know, I don't want to get in anybody's business about what they believe. So if you get off and thrown off, somebody called Jesus' name, somebody called Buddha name, or somebody called somebody else's name, that's on you. But I could only share and talk about what I believe sometimes if I'm using that as a personal example. But, you know, I know where that call is coming from. Because there is a place at which where your motivation is not dependent upon your circumstances external, where you are not motivated because, oh, I finally got a raise, even though that can motivate you, or you're motivated because I finally got a promotion, even though that motivates you. You're motivated because the person finally say they like you and they're interested in you, because that could also motivate you, etc. But you come to a place where the motivation is derived from within, from a sense that you know your place and space and purpose in this world, that it is beyond any material, temporal thing. And you kind of settle in there and you wake up every morning motivated because of that fact. I understand what the caller is saying. We have a caller on the... Go ahead, caller.
Brother Light.
Yes, sir. How you be?
The Joshua Light.
I just what?
Brother Shivago Lang.
I'm listening to you, my friend.
Okay, my good brother. Welcome. I'm happy to reach out to you today on this blessed day. You are educating the public about motivating themselves and trying to motivate others.
Mm-hmm.
I was inclined today, right here in the capital of Nassau, where they held a meeting in our court systems where certain individuals were deprived from attending this meeting simply because they're not owners of the funeral industry.
Mm.
But the people who they deprived were the individuals who were certified as morticians, who went to school, ones who they allow in that establishment, which is our government building, about 25% of them even never been to mortuary school. But they deprived the ones who went to mortuary schools, who have mortuary certification, from going to Yale. What they got to say? Okay, my brother? But
yeah,
I just want to say, continue your good work on the radio, and may God continue to bless you and your family.
You too, my friend. Take care. Have a good one. All right, we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
A pleasant good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
I hope you and your family well, sir. And I heard your last caller in regards to what he believes, what motivates. Like you said, we all have rights to follow who we think inspires us, whether it's Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, whoever it is. We all have that right as human beings and our constitution. But I always ask the question as well, as I grew up also being along to the church and growing up under the religions that we were, I refer to it sometimes, brainwashed into, that we came up with this from childhood.
Hey, Sparky, let me explain something to you, what I'm doing today, right? We are focused on motivation today. We're not focused on demotivation. We're not arguing with anybody. We are focused on motivation today. And if you understand what motivation is, it is an effort to increase people's desire and energy to accomplish something positive.
Yes, well,
okay,
that's what I'm trying to say.
That's what we're doing.
I was asking about the translation of things. Hello?
I'm listening to you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, what I'm saying is, as we grew up, we were taught this thing about the translation of these things that we refer to as the King James Holy Bible, and this book, Matthew, this one written by that one and that one. But we also was told about the translation of the different scrolls and stuff coming down through the different, let's say, the Romans, the Greeks, and so forth, the Jews, and all of that type of stuff. And then we came to the English translations, where they said in 1604, King James got 47 Oxford scholars to translate the Bible into English. Now we came into translation, and this book, he said, was written by Matthew. But that was translated by one of the scholars and called the Book of Matthew. Did Matthew write that book? Or the person in England translated that book of the book? Because there's no book in the Bible written by Jesus. Everybody is saying what Jesus
said. Okay, Sparky, I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. Thank you very much. Listen, we're going to speak... So we're going to go take a break right now. And when we come back, we'll continue on this Motivation Monday. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Colada Special. Every day from 4 to 6 p.m., enjoy a refreshing medium colada for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate or frozen coffee. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool down treat. Hot temperatures call for frozen drinks. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium colada for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I am Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad to join you here today. On Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, this is Motivation Monday. This is not Demotivation Monday. This is not Complaining Monday. This is not Criticizing Monday. This is Motivation Monday. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a text here that says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm always motivated when I'm able to tune into your daily show. I call it my university time of unlearning, relearning, and learning. Blessings to you, sir. I thank you very much for that time. Everything that you seek to accomplish, please listen, Puma. Everything you seek to accomplish, whether it is something physical for your body, your health, if it's something for your mind, your wellness, if it's something for your relationships, if it's something for your financial circumstances, if it's something to build, if it's something for your career, you seek to accomplish, there is a definitive set of actions that you and I must take in order to achieve that thing. Be clear on that. That's a fact. Okay? It will not and cannot be done without a set of actions on your part. Now, mind you, some of what you seek to do may require others to participate also, may require things beyond your personal possession and resources. There is a contribution that you have to definitively make yourself in the way of actions in order to accomplish it. Now, we human beings find it difficult to act, especially where the action requires an exertion of energy that could be draining or straining. We find it difficult to do that without some driving force, whether that force is a need, in some instances, whether it's greed, or in other instances, it's knowledge, awareness, understanding, or it's some deep-seated conscientiousness. Whatever it is, there is a driving force that compels us to take an action, no matter how difficult the action is, that we call motivation. And if you don't have motivation, then don't be surprised that you have a lot of procrastination, a lot of frustration, a lot of stagnation, because a lot of times you have to have motivation. Now, mind you, there are some of us who can rise above motivation to do what we must do, that I don't have to feel to do what I need to do or must do or I'm obligated to do. But in very many instances, for the things that we are seeking to accomplish for our personal selves, we have to have a driving force within us that allows us to rise and get to it. And that's what we're talking about, that required motivation to be able to get some things done in your life. Some things in your life that I'm not depending on no MP to do for me. I'm not depending on no mommy or daddy to do for me. I'm not depending on any friend or neighbor to do for me. I'm not depending on any pastor or religious leader to do for me. I'm not depending on any weed, cocaine, rum, or other substance to do for me. I'm not depending on any of those things to do for me. What I am depending on is abilities given by Almighty God and my potentiality to be able to put effort behind my desires and aspirations and goals. That's what I'm depending on. Where I see the need for help, where I see the need for learning, for understanding, for advice, for guidance, I'll take that. I'll get that because that's part of my motivation to get it done. And I go and pursue it. Yeah, but listen to me. Listen to Zhivago lying a little bit. I'm telling you from what I've learned over time, from other people, from my own observation, from my own experience. Listen to me. You see that brain of yours? That brain of yours has but one mission in this world. You know what that mission is? To keep you alive. To help you to survive. And that's why it's always scanning the universe. You don't know this. You don't always know this conscientiously, but it's always scanning the universe for danger, for things that might kill us, destroy us, undo us. It looks at another human being and thinks, is this a friend or an enemy? It looks at a situation and says, is this helpful or unhelpful? And so your brain, you wonder why we are always so often preoccupied with negativity. Our self-talk so negative because that's your brain trying to tell you, listen, man, watch out for them, watch out for that, watch out for this, watch out for this. Because it's trying to keep you alive. That's its job. It's not being terrible. It's fulfilling a primitive conditionality for keeping you alive. And it is something it has been doing through the course of human history from the time we were running from saber-toothed tigers, trying to keep you alive. But the more aware brain is able to say, and I do not now operate in an environment of danger. I do not now operate in an environment of threat. So there's nothing to fight and there's nothing to fear. What I now need to be about is actualizing the opportunities that this environment presents to me. And in order to do that, I need to be not so focused on my primitive instincts, but progressive reasoning to achieve. I'm not now angry with somebody who I think hurt me. I'm not now bitter with somebody who I think backstabbed me. I'm not now worried about all the things that I didn't do or failed to do or messed up. What I'm thinking about is this present hour I'm in and what I can do in it to sow the seeds, of the outcomes that I desire in this world. And I'm motivated to do that every day. Oh, I'm tired sometimes. I'm frustrated sometimes. Yeah, but I know how to overcome all those things because when I'm tired, I rest. When I'm frustrated, I stop and I recalibrate and recalculate and try to put myself again in the situation where I am best equipped to pursue the outcomes that I desire. In other words, I re-motivate myself. That's my job. And my job, bro, I'm sorry. You think if you call here and you down me or you diss me or you text here and you down me and you diss me, you think I'm going to stay in that old breakdown rented apartment? Too long? No, man. I'm going to recalibrate myself back where I need to be. Just keep focused on the things that I want to see. I'm so glad you could join us this Motivation Monday. We're going to take a break. Pay our respects to our sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
If you're looking for great value, fantastic flavor, and a choice for lunch today, go to Burger King Nassau and enjoy a King Meal deal for just $5.50, including VAT. Get that signature flame grill taste you love in a Big King Jr. with all the fixings. Served with fries and a drink for just $5.50. Or if you feel like chicken, choose from the Chicken Big King Jr. or a six-piece nugget meal with fries and a drink for just $5.50, including VAT. Satisfy your cravings for those BK flavors you love with the King Meal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us on this Motivating Monday. That's what I'm calling it, Motivation Monday. And I'm so glad you could join us. If you want questions or comments that is that are in line with our focus today, our mission today, which is motivation, then please give us a call on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Yeah, you know, I know that there's still a banking issue hanging out there. I know that there's a terrible issue hanging out there that we just recently learned about. Oh, my gosh. It stunned me. Yes, I know that. I know all those things. I'm just not today. And guess what? I didn't choose this because of any of those things, you know. I was pondering this from last week. You see, you're a man, right? You could be a young man, you could be a not so young man, and you busting your butt trying to do for you and do for your family. And you're working hard, man. You're sweating, you're exerting a lot of energy, you're hurting muscles and back, and you get your paycheck, and all kinds of things are pulling on it. The rent, the mortgage, the utility bills, the food bills, the children's school fees, the equipment, the children's school clothes, all kinds of things are pulling on it. And you want to do a little something for yourself, do a little enjoy yourself. And when you're finished and you're done, you say, listen, man, what happened? I just worked a whole week, got this check, and now, boom, bam, I'm like nothing. And you look across the road and you see another man doing all kinds of nonsense. Look like he flourishing. And you feel like, man, what's the point? What's the point? You know what it is? You're demotivated, B. You're demotivated. And what you now need to do is recalibrate. You need to get your brain in back in a space where you don't do what too many people do, which is focus on comparing, because comparison is the thief of joy. You compare yourself to somebody else, you are going to steal your joy, because you can always find somebody richer. Always find somebody smarter. Always find somebody better off. Always find somebody prettier. Always find somebody handsomer. Always find somebody stronger. You can always compare yourself into mediocrity. Always. Just as you could always compare yourself into superiority, because you could always find somebody who's weaker. Always find somebody who's not as smart. Always find somebody who is less prosperous than you and think you are all that because you're comparing yourself to them. Comparison is the thief of joy, someone once said. And I think they're right. You don't need to compare yourself to anybody. What you need to do is ask yourself every day, what do I want? What's my plan to do it? And once I got a plan, let me go execute on the plan. That's your job. When you are doing that, you ain't watching. You're minding your own dang business, and you are getting it done for you. Maybe a little at a time, maybe one step, baby step at a time, but you're getting it done for you. And if you die and never get it done, you'll be a happy person. You know why? Because in the whole process of your pursuit, you will be filled with joy. You will be filled with happiness. You will be filled with contentment because you're doing your best to do the things that you want to do. Don't watch nobody. Stop watching people's things. Oh, look, they just buy a brand new spanking car. So what? So what? You got a parcel? You got a little Toyota? Little this? A little Prius? So what? I mean, don't watch nobody things. Or they just get a new girl, they just get a new boy, you by yourself. Stop watching people things. You know what I discovered? You know what I discovered? Everybody's looking at, well, lots of people are looking at other people's grass calling it greener. And theirs ain't green because they spend so much time watching other people's green grass, they fail to water their own grass. Because if they're watering their grass, people over there say, oh, that's some nice green grass over there. No, but be busy watching other people's grass. Don't watch nobody grass, man. If they invite you over, tell them, listen, you are doing a beautiful job with your lawn. And by the way, like, what do you do to do this? Oh, and if they give you some advice that you could use that. Use that. But don't be jealous of nobody's things. Don't be envious of nobody what you have. Envious people not only want what you have, they'll take you out to get it. That's the difference. Envy is much more dangerous than jealousy. Jealousy even could be innocent, you know? I mean, you know, boy, wouldn't it be nice to be them? You know, that's okay, no issue. But boy, I can tell them this, that, and the next thing, but these people, so they could lose what they haven't probably given to me, that's envy, and you ain't want to be that. That person is a dead man walking, dead woman walking. Envious people. No, you won't be. You won't be up on yourself. And when we come back from break, I'm going to talk to you about a number of things that you and I could do to motivate ourselves and remain motivated. This text is, Mr. Lang, I used to compare myself to people and I always end up feeling sorry or bad for myself. I had to train myself to believe that everything happens in its own time. And I'll be successful as long as I mind my own business. You got it. You exactly got it, brother. Sister, you exactly got it. You compare yourself to anybody. Nobody. Comparison is the thief of joy. James? So we need and want to be motivated. I mean, let me tell you something, boy. To be demotivated in this world is to walk around dragging yourself from 1 minute to the next minute with absolute joylessness. Or really in the absence of joy and happiness, trying to go from one moment to the next moment, trying to have some happiness and joy. Or we need to go to another bar, bro. We need to get another drink, girl. We need to get another hit, y'all. Oh, I need to get some more money, boy. Why? You're chasing a high that you're trying to get because you're missing something inside that will make you better off than any external material thing that you can get. And that's what we're trying to do today. We're going to talk about how to get motivated and how to stay motivated so that you can accomplish the things that you are seeking to accomplish. I can tell you this much. Every single one of you, every single one of us can be better off than we are. Every single one of us can achieve the things, many of the things, we seek to achieve, many of us. You can do it. There's some things you got to put in place. There's some things you got to do. And we're going to talk about some of those today. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabara Lang, your host. So glad you could join us on this Motivation Monday. We'll be back after the news break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, Motivation Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. I have a text here, says, I went over to examine why the grass was greener on the other side, only to realize it was because they had plenty of BS. So they were able to fertilize their grass to maintain an outward appearance, but inside the building was chaos. Green, green grass, green, green grass. We got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day, Mr. Lang.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Blessed day.
Excellent. Same to you.
You're talking about motivation and uplifting. And, you know, what came to my mind is that one of the things that motivates me is, first of all, to get up in the morning. To be able to get dressed, able to go and have a job, and at the end of the day to return home with life, health, and strength. Okay, so I feel like if we put these things as our daily routine to look at, we won't have the opportunity to look at anything else, especially anything negative. You got people that, one, don't wake up. You have people that, two, when they reach to work, there's no job. And some never return home. So these are our gifts as we get up daily. Let's tell ourselves these things. You know, every breath we take is a gift from God. Let's live every day as if it's an inspiration.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang, and thanks for dedicating the day as Motivation Monday. We must be motivated by the words of a spiritual song, Yield Not to Temptation. If we are reminded of these words which our forefathers sang, we will live better lives, says that text. So let's talk about some things that we can do to get motivation and keep motivation. And the last column hit on one of the first things that we should do. You got to stay in your present moment, right? You have to be where you are because you are where you are, right? You can't be anywhere else. You can't be in another time. You can't be in another space. You can't be right now in another situation. You are in the situation you're in. And what we have to be able to learn to do, what we have to learn to do is we have to learn to be grateful in the moments we are in. The moments we are in don't have to have everything working for us, but I can guarantee you it is very rare that nothing is working for us. If you're in a moment where you're sad and you could cry, guess what? Your eyes are working because you're crying, right? Your brain is working because you're registering grief for the thing that you're grieving about. And you're grieving about that thing because you love it, and therefore you can love, therefore you can be grateful that you can love even in a moment of grief. Always gratitude to be found in every moment in a living soul's life. Always gratitude. And so you have to start your motivation at a point of gratitude. As she said, grateful, that, listen, man, I'm you don't have to believe me. Your boy go to the bathroom, I'm grateful that the parts awaken. All of them, whether it's number one, number two, number three, number... I'm grateful that they're working. I'm grateful that it was possible, not that others can't do it, but it was possible for me to see where I was going, to move my own self to where I was going, to have something to move to. So I look at my own body, its sophistication, its complexity and complexities and all that it can do and all that it might not be able to do. And I find gratitude in that reality. I find gratitude in the ability to think, to be able to think and to be, feel and have emotions. I'm grateful for mental wellness. Right? So I find gratitude. I live in a space where this is my space. It don't have to be your space. Your space could be much bigger than mine. Yours could be much smaller than mine. I have a space. And the space is my, it provides me for protection. It provides me with a homeliness. It provides me with someplace I can recline from the day's pressures and work. Right? And I could go on and on and on just observing the many things for which I can be grateful. And you don't have to share my faith, but I have one. And I'm grateful for that faith. And I'm grateful for what that faith does to give me assurance today and tomorrow. And so motivation begins and it is a ready-made affair for the grateful heart. Right? You can be motivated without gratitude. But it's hard to be unmotivated with gratitude. Do you hear me? You can be motivated without gratitude. Because there's some ungrateful people on planet Earth. They just get motivated by getting more and more and more and more. So I'm not saying you have to be grateful to be motivated. But I'm saying it's hard to be demotivated and ungrateful and not be grateful. And be great and be grateful. Because gratitude itself is a motivator. So learn to be grateful, bro. Learn to be grateful, sister. Your child is screaming, making you mad, running up and down. Guess what? Your child is screaming, making you mad, running up and down. Isn't that something? You get mad with that man because he inside the house, sitting down there, them dishes to wash, and he ain't washing the dishes. He's in the house, sitting down, not washing the dishes. And the only thing you need now is a plan to get him to go wash the dishes. You mad with that woman because all she doing is asking for this and asking for that and asking for the next thing. She asking you. Right? It's always gratitude to be had. Always gratitude to be had. That's the first thing. In getting and maintaining motivation, be grateful and stay grateful, sister. Be grateful and stay grateful, brother. There's two we can be so ungrateful. We can be so ungrateful and we are just hurting ourselves when we are ungrateful. Hurting our own motivation. This text says a frame of motivation I like to give is for the people who think there is no way out of that situation. You can see your way out of your situation, whatever you are doing. Try something new, something different. You would find that something you are doing is just keeping you in your situation. Step out of your comfort zone a little bit. Many of us aren't motivated because we don't see the way forward. You can't see the way forward until you stop going around in the circle. Try a path outside of that circle. You'd see a difference. Yep, yep. So gratitude, you gotta learn, we have to learn to be grateful. If not grateful, more grateful, right? The more gratitude, the more motivation you're likely to have. The second thing is, you gotta know yourself. Seriously now, a lot of us don't realize that maybe the ambitions we have, maybe the aspirations we have, maybe the desires we have, maybe the things we want, don't really reflect a conscientious, deliberate, intentional choice on our part, but may really have been what we absorbed from our social environment that made us think that's what I need and want. I mean, hanging around with these guys and all of them want PlayStations, all of them want this kind of car, all of them want this kind of job, all of them want this kind of woman. And I didn't think and said, well, why would I want that kind of car? Why would I want a PlayStation? Why would I want that kind of a woman? Why would I want that kind of a job? Why? No, you want it because that's what your talk with the group impressed upon you. Took some time and step away from that. You might realize, you know what? I don't really want that. Not that. Not that way. Not that kind. Not that type. I said, you know, what I really want is I really don't know yet. That could happen too. I really don't know yet. And so what? You don't know yet. Great, now I get to spend some time with myself figuring out what do I want? And do I really want that? Or, you know, maybe I don't want anything like that. I don't want anything at all. So I know me. And you get motivated and excited by the revelation that comes to you about you that says, I want this for me. I do. Yes, I love my mommy. Yes, I love my daddy. Yes, I love my brothers. Yes, I love my sisters. Yes, I love my friends. But the things they want for me are not the things altogether I want for myself. I have found it. I have decided this is what I want to do with my life. Knowing yourself is very helpful. People don't get to manipulate you that way. Oh my God, if you don't know yourself, people will manipulate you. It's not that they set about to manipulate you. Just remember, people want what they want. And they want what they want. And if you are a part of getting what they want, they'll manipulate you to get what they want. And it's not that they're being malicious. They're just being self-centered. They're just being self-focused. They're just being self-absorbed. And they are trying to do them. And if they do them at your expense, you'll never do you. You'll never do the person God has designed. Don't manipulate it and don't manipulate anybody. Let people do them. Let people find out what they want to be about. And if people find out you are not who they want to be with, God bless them. Because you ain't want to be with nobody who don't want to be with you. If you find out the job you've been on for 30 years is not the job you want to be on anymore and you can do something about it, do something about it. Don't leave it. I know I'm not to replace it, but still, at least you know. That's why I've been a little frustrated, a little irritated on this thing for so long. It's not what I really want to be. And if you can do something about it, do something about it. Know yourself. Don't let nobody size you up, bro, sister. Size your own self up. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm not as smart as I think I am in that. I'm not as smart as I thought I was in this. As a matter of fact, I'm quite ignorant about that. I'm quite ignorant about this. You know, I'm not so strong in this. No, I'm not. You own that yourself because that's the only way you will get better. If that's an area in which you want to get better, is to lie to yourself about who you are, what you are, and what you can do, is to fool yourself into never being better than the self you are. So size yourself up before other people size. I hear people call me, oh, you this, you that, you arrogant. Thank you. Thank you, been there, done that. Read that book for myself. And yeah, man, sometimes I got it dead wrong. Sometimes I still get it dead wrong. And yes, sometimes I'm cocky. Sometimes I'm really confident about something I know. Yes. You ain't surprising me, but nothing, brother. So don't expect me to go home upset and frustrated that you've been texting, calling, telling people. There's motivation to be had in learning more and more about yourself. And trust me when I tell you, listen, you think you shallow, you are a deep human being, man. Trust me. With all kinds of potentiality, there's so much of you to know. You don't even know the extent to which your relationship with your father and your mother has been been manifesting itself in your adult life all these years. You don't know the traumas that you may have suffered many years ago when you were a child, how they are playing themselves out in your life. You don't know some of the things that you've learned just by being in an environment that now represents a habit in your life that you have been practicing all this time, and it's been undermining your ability to get ahead because you don't know yourself. Know yourself, man. Know yourself. Know yourself. Know yourself. And listen to me, you could be a preacher, politician. You could be a professional. You could be a president. It don't make no difference. I'm talking to every single one of us. Know yourself. Know your doggone self. There's motivation to be had in self-knowledge. Knowing yourself. You can't penetrate the knowing of yourself sufficiently. And so you need help. Maybe a counselor. Maybe a guide. Maybe talk to your friends and family and give them the space to really be honest. Now, if they are your friends and family and love you, they may exercise the grace and kindness to tell you the truth when it hurts in a way that, while it hurts, will heal. And let them maybe get that help that way. Pick a pen and piece of paper and write down your thoughts about what you think about yourself, what you think about the world, what you think about other people, what you think about God, what you think about no God, what you think about this and what you think about that. Try to explore, who are you, man, really? What makes you tick? Why do you like this and not that? Why do you think this and not that? Why do you go here and not there? Why do you like him and not her? Why do you like her and not that other her? There's motivation to be had in knowing yourself. Gratitude, knowledge of self. Motivation to be had. And be on a continuous journey of knowing, because you know what? We are many you, many us over the course of time, because we change. As we learn, if we take on the learning, we may become differently thinking human beings, differently behaving human beings. So that person that someone encountered 10 years, they think you're such a horrible person, or you're such a grand person. You may have evolved from that person a long time ago, and they didn't know. They didn't see you. They weren't there with you. And now, new revelation for them. This text says, some people don't know what they want. And because they don't see it for themselves, they want to impose their lack of vision on themselves, on you. People will speak death on your dreams if you allow them. And all of your dreams would die inside you. Be grateful for your dreams and your goals, because they're yours. It's not their job to believe in your ability to do it. It's your job to believe in it. Well said. Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. On this Motivation Monday, we'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Babe, you mashed the car?
fine, Master Gar. The lady run into me, Master Gar.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Croc Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio News, intelligent, interactive and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Motivation Monday afternoon. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
A pleasant good afternoon, Brother Lang. Trajane here. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
One day at a time, sir. I thought this show to be very, very, very interesting. And one of the ways I thought to just say something about the whole motivational piece.
Right.
Every now and then, I think, Brother Lang, we might have had a village all our lives. And in order for us to maintain a degree of motivation and inspiration, it's okay for us to reconstruct our village, because sometimes the village we've been around all our lives very well not be as constructive as it could be or should be. And then I think also there are times when we use the word nice and good synonymously, and they're not the same. And so oftentimes we are literally punishing ourselves by being nice, when being nice is not necessarily being good. And so we need to somehow dissect that, know the difference, and in a motivational way as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that contribution, sir.
Bless you, sir.
You too. He's so right about, because one of the things we're going to talk about motivation is that village, right? You know, I was not going to use village as a term, but in that, you know, same thing, that community you set up. But so we'll get there, and I'm so delighted he pointed it out to show us some commonality in thinking on these things. So one of the things you want to know about yourself is, as I indicated earlier, what are you about? What is it that you and I are about, right? What's your philosophy of life, really? Because almost all your thinking turns on your philosophy of life. If you don't have one, or you're not clear on one, you know, your behavior is turning on something, and trying to get some clarity on what is it that you truly believe and understand about this world and this life you have is important. And the more clarity you can get about that, the more it motivates you, because it gives you the ability to make choices in a more precise way. See, one of the things that keeps us demotivated, if you ever noticed that if you have a decision to make, the longer you take to make that decision, the more frustrated you feel, the more demotivated you feel. You ever realize that? But when you decide, now hear me well. Sometimes, like, you are not 100% sure that this is the choice you should make. And if you know anyone who tells you, hey, always 100% choice I make, well, I cannot say they're wrong, but I wouldn't really believe them like that. That's not me. Because you can have choices that you have to make and you just don't have all the facts, you just don't have all the information, but you gotta make a choice. The thing about it is, sitting in that valley of indecision drains your energy. But once you decide, okay, this is it, that's it. There's a certain relief that comes, a certain lightness that comes, a certain energy that comes. Because deciding says, I have chosen. And now I know what I must do. And knowing what I must do brings motivation to do. You can always reevaluate after you're done to say, you know what, that didn't work. And hopefully it didn't kill you or anybody else or harm you or anybody else in any significant way. But at least now you say, okay, but that didn't work. So now I have to go another direction. Right? But you got to know what you are about. And you have to know what you're seeking to achieve. You have to know as best you can what the aim is. What's your target line? You see your children, those of you who have them, right? As you are disciplining them, as you are nurturing them, the question is, what are you seeking to achieve? You can't spank them because your mommy spank you and your daddy spank you. What are you seeking to achieve if you determine, if you decide that's how you're going to discipline them? When you are sitting down talking to them about what you're talking to them about, what is it that you, are you just having a moment of entertainment? Then that's what it is. Are you seeking to cause them to see a certain thing that you believe will enable them to accomplish the things in life that they want? What is it that you're seeking to achieve? Right? Because there is motivation in purposefulness of life. There is great motivation. When you know your purpose, when you know the purpose behind the things you're doing, like, let me give you an example. So I am a meat eater. Oh my goodness. Listen, my blood type is O, and they say blood type O's are meat eaters, but I didn't need them to tell me that. I just know, blood type or no blood type, I honestly love meat. I love the taste, the texture of meat. I do. On all kinds of meat, I do. But it is clear to me, as clear as night is today, it is clear to me that I have to reduce my consumption of meat. That I am physically and otherwise better off when I am not eating a lot of meat. And that someday, one day, it may well be that I eat no meat products. That may well be the case. That's a hard thing. Eating less meat is a hard thing for me. I won't lie to y'all. But, you know, I understand what it is I am seeking to achieve. I had prostate cancer. I had prostate cancer. The surgery, the prostatectomy to remove my cancerous prostate. But I am not out of the woods in terms of, you know, whatever it was that produced the cancer in my body may still well be there. And it may have been a function of my diet. So I have to change some things. Right? And that knowledge, that awareness of wanting to do that is driving me to do some things I wouldn't typically do, which is to spend a great deal of energy understanding, learning better, what I could eat, what I should eat, how I should eat it, how to fix things in a way that I can eat it as a lifestyle and not as some grudging situation of, you know, I gotta do it. And so that's what we got to do sometimes. We got to know what it is we're seeking to accomplish and be purposefully driven by that knowledge. This text of Mr. Lang, I'm grateful to be a Bahamian living in the Bahamas. We often see a lot of drama and issues here in the 242. We often overlook how blessed we are on this little island. We live on a tropical island. We have a lot of seawater we can go to and fish. If I'm not mistaken, there's different laws in regard to produce in your yard in the U.S. compared to what we have here in the Bahamas. Here you can pick produce off your tree, go in front, or send your kids in front with plastic bags of fruits. You can pick out of the tree and make a quick look around enough, we'd see there's a lot of motivation. I'm sure many of us can think of it in regards to living in the Bahamas that I barely even begin to mention. Thank you very much for that. This text says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang, you have to eat a little bacon. No, I say, I don't know what it is with bacon and chicken. Those two are like crack cocaine for us black. They're addictive. They certainly will, you know. My point is know what you want to be about, man. Know what you're trying to do. And you'll find motivation in that knowledge. Get there. Listen, you might not have that clarity now, and you may never get that clarity, but you can get more clarity than you have now. Then you get that clarity or more clarity, you will be more motivated. We want to get motivated and we want to stay motivated. Second, the other thing you want to do is whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. Listen, I'm not asking you to find some elaborate plan that you wrote down. If you could get there, but take a piece of paper, and at the top of the paper you write what it is you're trying to achieve. However you get to describe that, better health, or more precisely, lower blood pressure, blood glucose, cholesterol, higher energy, better sleep, whatever that is that you say I'm trying to do for me. Stop cussing people. Start helping my mommy or daddy or whatever that is. That's your thing. That's it now. That's the thing you're trying to get done. And then you write to the bottom of the paper where you are. Too much cussing. Too mean. Not enough help. Blood pressure too high. Glucose too high. Or whatever, wherever you are. And now what you're trying to do is that space in between where you are and where you're trying to get, you need to fill them with steps to get there. So you're trying to get your blood pressure down. So you might say the first step is learn what lowers blood pressure. That's what I got to learn. So how am I going to learn that? Go and speak with a doctor. Go and read a book. Go and watch YouTube videos and so forth. And then after you learn what you know, diet-wise, I have to eliminate this, reduce that, blah, blah, blah. So now you go in your closet and your cupboard and you say, okay. Gotta take that and dump that. No, in the fridge, we can't be doing that. Not using that. Let me tell you how precisely I have this stuff. So, you know, if you're somebody who has or has had cancer, you understand perhaps more acutely the danger of sugar, added sugar, in particular, fructose in particular. You understand the danger of that. And so you have to be keen to avoid eating the kind, the amounts of sugar that can spike your blood sugar and cause your liver to work all kinds of ways in which eventually you might end up being insulin resistant, and now you're not regulating blood sugar with any degree of efficiency. And that could put you into a metabolic crisis, and that too could make you prone to all kinds of diseases, right? So you got to find us. I find out, okay, if you're a man, an adult male, then your added sugar on a daily basis should not exceed 39 grams. What is 39 grams? 39 grams is 3 tablespoons. 3 tablespoons. So you can't and shouldn't have 3 tablespoons of added sugar. Well, if you drink one soda, look at the soda bottle, can. You'll see 45, 60 grams. So you drink that one soda, you're done. You then exceed it, right? Then you're going to eat bread. That's sugar too. You're going to eat rice. That's sugar too. So what I'm doing is things that I have to modify in order to accomplish this thing that I am seeking to achieve. And that's what I'm saying. So once you get the knowledge, you now then start to put that knowledge into action and trust the process. Don't be looking today and say, my blood pressure ain't lower. My blood pressure. No, trust the process day in and day out. Make it your life. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. And I guarantee you, if you're doing the right things, you will get the right results. If you're doing the right things, you will get the right results. If you're doing the right things, you will get the right results more often than not. If you are doing the right things, you will get the right results. If you are doing the right things, you will get the right results. Just trust the process. You ask any businessman, you ask any businesswoman, you ask any high achiever, any athlete, you trust the process, and you can't be no day trader. Just because you don't see a result this instant, you don't see a result today, you don't see a result tomorrow, I guarantee you, if you are faithful to the process in time, the revelation and best will be the better off for it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Join us in helping to support the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. When doing your shopping at Janae's Uniform Center, just drop your coins or more in the special donation box.
You can also help by donating vitamins, snacks, medicines, books, and more.
Visit the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel directly, or you can donate online at bceh242.org or call 361-4124 or 807-6155.
And thank you for helping us.
The Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey Bahamas, ready for some eye openers? Check out two brand new boys, 3-time PM, Hubert Ingram. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you, the game changers, movers and shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and Chapter One Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. Just so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for these remaining moments of the show. We've been talking about motivation, all this Motivation Monday. If you want to give us a call in these remaining moments, the numbers are 323-6232. Or 325-4316 or 325-4259. Gratitude. Gratitude. Knowing you. What you want. What you're about. Knowing what you want. Being purposeful about that. And then finding and having a plan to get there. Working the plan, trusting the process. This text says that is a mistake a lot of young people make, no direction. They don't know what they want to do with their life, what they want to be, where they want to go. If you're at a point in your life you don't know what you want to do with your life, take a minute to yourself and plan it out. Not knowing what you want to do or be in life is like driving a car with no map, no idea of where you're driving to. So you're letting the car decide where to take you instead of where to take your car. If you don't know what you want to do with your life and what you want to be, that may be why you don't have a direction. Plan out a direction for your life. Find it difficult to help a person who doesn't know what they want to do with their life. Yep. And so now when you know where you want to go, what you want to do, you have a plan to get there. Listen. Try to strategically put yourself in an environment that supports what you're doing, with the resources and the encouragement, etc. Even your physical environment, you can arrange in ways to support what you're doing. You can keep books around about the thing that you're doing. You can keep watching videos about the thing that you're seeking to do. You can watch programs that are about the thing you want to do. You know, I believe in the power of visual aids. And I believe that when you sit down in your space, you don't have to have a rich, a big fancy house. But the house you have, the apartment you have, you can organize that speaks to who you are. Right? Don't tell me you can't do it. Yes, you can. You could take one little picture. One little picture might cost you $15, maybe $5.75. And you can hang that picture up and the picture speaks to you. Let me tell you something. My den, I have a nice, beautiful picture of a horse running on the beach. Over my television is a leopard looking at that horse. Why do you think the horse running? The leopard is looking in the direction of the horse. On the side of the leopard, on each side of the leopard, are two African Nubian queens. One of them is standing on the side of a lion who's sitting down at rest. All of these were chosen by me to speak to me. Speak to me, tell me something. I'm not trying to get to tell nobody something. These are my place. And plenty of people don't come here. these speak to me. Because I want my environment to support what I am about, what I'm seeking to do. I surround myself with the people whose company I keep also to support the positive things that I am seeking to do. So I ain't got an idea. I don't hang around everybody. I don't go all over the place. People I choose to spend time talking to, any length of time, me and them have some commonalities of purpose. And they lift me up and I try to lift them up. Yeah, that's the way I do it. That's the way I do it. If your thing is talking but other people all day, I'm not the person you can be talking to, bro. Sister, no. If you want dog crap all day, I don't mind shooting the breeze sometimes. I could deal with that. But that ain't gonna be me. That ain't gonna be me often. I ain't gonna lie. That's not me. If you want dog small talk all the time, I'm not your person. I'm just telling them that's okay. Everybody ain't everybody's cup of tea. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and everybody ain't my cup of tea. Because essentially, to stay motivated, it's good to have an environment that's motivating. Have an environment that's motivating. You want to try to build up that kind of environment. And the final thing I want to say to you is this. You know, sometimes you're not motivated and you don't quite know why. It's not that anything you think about is particularly wrong, no circumstance particularly stressful, and but you can tell you're not motivated. You, something is off. You don't know what it is, but something is like, you know, and you're just feeling out of it. Can I tell you something, folks? There's one thing that sneaks up on some of us that we don't realize is doing us right in. We don't realize it. Because we are in pursuit of the thing. We have the plan and we're in pursuit of it. But something has snuck up on us and we didn't realize it. You know what it is? It's fatigue. It's fatigue. Anyone who runs hard, if you run hard and you run hard long enough, you will exhaust yourself because there are limitations on our human mental and physical capacity. And so sometimes your body, not your mind yet. I'm not even getting to your mind. Your body is saying, bro, brother, sister, stop. Stop. Rest. Not just a while. Enough to replenish your energy. That's what it's saying. Stop. Enough. To replenish your energy. And no matter the demands on you, oh, they want you to do this, they want you to do that, and you want to do this, and you want to do that. You and I require a certain amount of rest to have a certain amount of energy to do the things that we must do when we are not at rest. And you have to stop and physically sit your butt down. Lay yourself down and just allow your muscles, allow your organs, and allow yourself to just replenish, repair from the exhaustion of the day. And the same way we have to rest our bodies, you have to rest your mind. And can I tell you that your brain and your mind cannot rest if you are still preoccupying it with things while you say you are at rest? What is that I mean? You are not resting your mind or your brain if you are laying down on the couch watching a stressful news report or a stressful talk show. You're not resting your brain or your mind if you're watching a taxing documentary or if you're listening to upbeat music. That's not that upbeat music has a place, but it's not for brain resting time. And sometimes your brain has to be what they call set. And that resetting means you have to get that thing as close to blank as you can get it. Not thinking about anything. And sometimes you just let it flow. Man, go do whatever you want to hang on. Hang on. I ain't trying to stop you. If you want to think about this and you want to think about that, go right ahead. Move on. I ain't getting on no train that you're trying to put in my way. But what it is you're not exercising the brain muscle. Because just as the body needs rest to replenish and renew itself, so does the mind, so does the brain. And you got to, sometimes you have to change your environment if you can, right? You got to take a vacation from your stuff. Some people say, well, I can't go away. You don't have to go away to take a vacation. I've taken a vacation right inside my home. You know what I did? I turned my cellular phone off for 24 full hours. Yeah, that is true. I did it. 24 full hours. And I determined to stay in my room for as long as I could by myself with no TV and no music and no nothing, just me, my bed, myself, and my room. The only time I went downstairs was to get something to eat. And I even carried some little snacks up there, like fruit and stuff, so I could go downstairs less time. That was my vacation at home. Sometimes you can afford a vacation. You can afford to get away, maybe for a day or two, family island or somewhere else. That too helps, because the brain needs to be reset. Resetting of the brain, resting of the body, helps with motivation, both to get and to sustain. This text says, my last advice on this is stop envying and watching other people's material things and basing your life on obtaining those material things. You don't know how people get to where they are. You don't know what they did to obtain what they have. Instead of watching people's material stuff and envying them over what they have, try to earn your own thing. It comes in time. Stop living your life to trying to show off to people. When you do, many of us would find we have just enough to maintain the lifestyle we have. If you keep trying to maintain the lifestyle you can't afford, BMW and more expensive to keep service than 100, well said. This text says, the funny thing is, back in the day, if I sit at home watching them Maury and Jerry Springer, they used to put these little commercials in between them to make you feel guilty about sitting there watching these. They'd be like, get off the couch and do something with your life. Come to the ride. That's true. Boy. Is Mr. Lang, if she kicked me, say, I'm going to follow your lead. I'm going home to tell my woman I've taken a garden leave. If she kicked me out of my house, have the AC on 60. If she kicked you out of your house, she's a great woman. If she kicked you out of your house. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you all, man. I trust and hope this was helpful today. And I hope you find and keep the motivation you need, accomplish the things that you can, because you can. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. God bless you. He spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. You're not alone. All of it you feel.